Chapter 1. The Exchange Zone. Leading Through Transition. God has given us two hands, one to receive with, and the other to give with. Billy Graham. I love the Olympics. I mean, I really love them. I'll even go so far as to admit that I'm an Olympic junkie. I can't get enough when they are on television. I stay up until all hours of the night and keep a TV on in my office to make sure I don't miss out on anything. It's pitiful how much time I spend watching, but I absolutely love seeing the best athletes in the world competing against one another, and I love rooting for my country. I competed in track and field in high school before deciding to concentrate on football while in college. So I am most excited when Olympic track and field events are taking place. I'm sure you can imagine how thrilled I was to have the privilege of attending the 1996 Summer Games in Atlanta and watching U.S. Track and Field Hall of Famer Michael Johnson win the 200 and 400-meter races with record-setting performances. It was one of the greatest sporting events I've ever witnessed. Those short sprint races that recognize the fastest men and women in the world are amazing. But the meticulous and calculated partnership between runners in relay races also keeps me riveted. It inspires me to see each runner running his best in his leg of the race, and then making a flawless exchange of the baton to the runner who follows him. At the 1996 races, the U.S. men's 4x100 relay finished second to Canada, but the women's team won the gold. Fortunately for the men's 4x400 relay, Michael Johnson ran anchor for the team, and the American men brought home the gold in that race. When you look at the statistics, United States relay teams are unmatched in their success. According to New York Times sports reporter Sam Borden, since 1932, American women have won as many Olympic gold medals in the 4x100 relay, 9, as all other countries combined. Since 1920, the American men's relay team has won gold at 15 of the 21 Olympics held, with one of the six misses coming because of the 1980 United States boycott of the Moscow Games. Borden went on to say, "A fluid exchange can make the difference between a successful race and disappointment. On a good pass, the baton spends about 1.8 seconds in the zone. A bad pass might have the baton there for 2.0 seconds. Poor passing can cost a team half a second or more, an eternity in a sport where finishes are often decided by hundreds."